Green Biden takes gas-guzzling car to Queen's funeral, Japanese emperor, and others use bus. By Peter Cattell on September 19, 2022. President Joe Biden will travel to the Queen's funeral in his own private car. Despite his supposed climate concerns, while the Japanese emperor and other world leaders take a bus. Japan's Emperor Naruhito, representing the world's most venerable monarchy, will take a bus to the Queen's funeral along with a host of other world leaders. But Green Agenda advocate Joe Biden is too grand for this, and will make his way there in his own gas-guzzling armored car. The news comes after British authorities presented foreign officials with a list of rules and guidelines to do with the event, discouraging the use of private cars and helicopters, and strongly discouraging the use of private or government jets to reach Britain. Britain's government justified the restrictions with reference to the alleged logistical difficulties such vehicles could pose, though the restrictions would also help Westminster avoid the embarrassment of having hundreds of private jets and vehicles pile up in Britain while officials pressure regular members of the public to cut back on carbon emissions. Regardless of the real purpose of the restrictions, backlash from foreign bigwigs has resulted in them pulling the restrictions for U.S. President Joe Biden, whom the Daily Mail now reports will be arriving at the funeral in his armored car. Known simply as the Beast, the 10-ton behemoth is armored against explosives and small arms fire, with doors weighing as much as those found on some Boeing airliners. While it is unclear exactly is under the hood of the Cadillac-style custom car, its predecessor could only do a maximum of 8 miles per gallon. For context, while climate alarmists in the United Kingdom have taken to slashing the tires of SUVs in Britain over their terrible climate impact, such vehicles are veritably saintly compared to the Beast, with the country's most popular vehicle in the class according to carshop.co.uk. The Nissan Qashqai, being listed by reviewer whatcar.com as doing over 40 miles per gallon. This is, of course, not taking into account the fact that Biden has likely taken a whole fleet of additional vehicles to Britain to support his visit, something that will only add to the president's substantial carbon footprint. Meanwhile, as the U.S. president is set to burn through gallons of various fossil fuels on his visit to pay his respects to Britain's late queen and her reportedly climate-obsessed successor, other world leaders have been given no such additional care and attention. For example, the Japanese emperor and empress will reportedly be expected to abandon pile on the world leader bus, a relatively rough deal considering the pair of equivalent rank to Britain's new ruling couple, King Charles III and Queen Camilla. Depending on how many buses will be set aside for the occasion, the two foreign royals will likely be left rubbing shoulders with the likes of Irish Prime Minister and Open Borders aficionado Micheál Martin, Australian Prime Minister and longtime anti-monarchist Anthony Albanese, and former snowboarding instructor Justin Trudeau. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.